Basically, you're not allowed to breathe unless you take their permission.
I want you to watch a few clips of me, especially this first one, where you see Muslims and Christians standing together in solidarity against injustice for justice. It's very sad that the Christian Zionists have forgotten about their own Christian brothers, but it's the Muslims who are still standing by next to them, caring about them.
And who care about us, the Muslim, the Muslim Palestinian? They care more than the Christian in the world. So our brother, they are the Palestinian Muslim, not the Christian in the world.
For those Christians who are supporting this oppression against their Christian brothers, they're not following the way of Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Some of the most basic rights, human rights, are not given to us.
Neither are those who are denying their basic human rights following the example of Moses.
My name is Marwan Harb. I'm a Christian living in Palestine, Bethlehem. When I hear that Christians in the West are helping Israel, thinking that they are helping Christians in Palestine, I think they're mistaken. Israel is who to blame. They took everything, man. They took all your life since you were a child.
Following the example of Moses. No, actually they're not. They're following the example of the actual atheists, the Satanists who developed this movement, the Theodor Herzl and his gang and the like.
They took everything, man. They took all your life since you were a child.
Now, these are the Christians speaking, because usually you'll think, okay, these are just Muslims down there who are being oppressed. But these are also the Christians. They won't even give them air to breathe.
Basically, you're not allowed to breathe unless you take their permission.
I really want you to imagine someone controlling your electricity, food, fuel, even your water.
They control how much water we get.
So we get the water like one day in the month. So this is a big problem. No one know about that and no one care about that.
You often hear this slogan often just repeated. It's the only democracy in this part of the world. But what do the Muslims and Christians, what's the heartbeat of the people have to say about this?
Well, I would say that's the biggest bullshit I've ever had. Freedom of movement, freedom of speech, just freedom in general. We don't have it.
This is the situation here. Christians and Muslims are suffering. It's not justice in here. It's not democracy in here.
We are treated like a low class people here in this country, in Israel. We face all kinds of discrimination everywhere, wherever we go.
I feel like I don't belong to here.
You are asking Israel if it treats Christians or Muslims different. No, it's exactly the same. We are under the same occupation.
You don't have like a human being rights.
And is this all Christians generally, or?
Anybody who is like not Jewish, I think.
Now, if you're wondering where this is at, this is in the heart of Palestine, in Jerusalem, where when Muslims, I know most of you don't know history, but if you check into the history, you'll see that for over 1,000 years, when Muslims ruled, Jews, Christians, and Muslims lived together in peace.
The Muslims protected the Christians, protected the churches, and that's why churches are existing. Muslims could have destroyed, you know, all of the churches and killed all the Christians 800 years ago.
Go to Bethlehem scene, shops beside the others, Muslim and the Christian.
You know, the Middle East, you know, and this whole area, you know, many minorities lived under Islam. You know, even Jews, you know, we all know that Jews were protected by Muslims in Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia from the Christian Inquisition.
You'll often hear this term jizya being repeated by the Islamophobic industry, the hate provocateurs.
No, they did not pay taxes, you know, when the Muslims came.
Something that's pretty much nothing. It's nothing of a tax compared to what you're being taxed today and what they're actually imagining right now. So you got nothing, a very minute tax. You're paying taxes all over the place. Everywhere you go, you're getting taxed. But look to what they're doing to them with these type of extortionary tactics and taxes that they're hitting them with that nobody's talking about.
Church has been closed because the Jerusalem municipality charge the churches here a tax on the property tax, which was about $190 million.
After 50 years, she changed the law and make us pay taxes from the beginning of the Israel existence till today.
When the Israeli government closed the Al-Aqsa Mosque, there is a lot of Christians was standing side by side with Muslims. The same as well when they closed the Church of Holy Sepulchre, you could find a lot of Muslims are standing with their brothers, Christians.
With the high taxes will become a very heavy burden on Christians.
When they just like living on donations, they can't pay taxes.
And it comes down to one thing, and it's not a religious thing.
The whole story is about one thing. The Israelis stole our land. That's the whole story. It's political problems, not religion problems.
Now for our Christian friends, colleagues, and neighbors who are seeing this right before our eyes, you've often heard the slogan, never again. But you're seeing it happen right now. What will you do about it? Will you speak out? Will you say something? But you say, I can't because it's part of my creed. I'm sinful if I do. Well, you've been brainwashed. You've been duped. You've been fooled. It has nothing to do with these end time prophecies, false teachings that have been pushed onto you by many of these pastors and evangelical Christians and the like.
I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. Why did God choose Israel? Let's look briefly at Bible history.
I was amazed to find out when interviewing a Christian pastor himself and looking more into this term dispensationalism or it's Schofieldism. This actually was put together by a con artist, someone who spent some time in jail, came out, got his DD, and then got these teachings from a John Nelson Darby. And they put these into the Schofield Reference Bible. And then it was funded by this Zionist organization. And then they put this out into millions of churches were given this, these teachings, the Schofield Bible. And over the years, it got some traction. And it was pushed into books and into series, Christian series. And now it's become an industry. This whole fake, made up end times prophecies, and now they're connecting certain verses that for 1800 years, it was never connected to the modern Zionist state, not at all. And you've been duped, you've been fooled. So it's up to you. You can stay fooled, stay duped, or you can look into this a little bit further, because I guarantee you that this goes against Christianity. It has nothing to do with Christianity. We don't have to sit there and sing a kumbaya. Of course, there are differences. We as Muslims, we love Jesus. We revere him as a mighty messenger, just like Abraham, Noah, Moses, and the list goes on. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, just the final messenger. They all were brothers of one another, delivering the same message of submission to the will of the one creator, God Almighty, in Arabic, Allah. And the Christians there, the Arabic-speaking Christians, they also say Allah. They call on God Almighty, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So, of course, there are differences, but the commonalities are much, much more. We have so much more in common. So you can be on that side that focuses on those things that we have in common. You can discuss the differences. You can agree to disagree, but you agree that we should live together in peace, try to preserve our families. This is what Muslims want. This is what the Christians want down there. This is what history has shown before these lies that are now perpetuated, that it's Muslims against Christians and Muslims against Jews, and all of this is hogwash. All of this is propaganda that's been pushed out there deliberately to try to divide us. And I hope that you can see through this. Thank you very much for tuning in. Subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't already, so you can get exciting, informative programs like this sent to you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.